up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. And, of course, we have all the usual stuff, I hope. We'll see, because I've decided I'm going to make this the official baseball polka show. As we had baseball opening season, opening game, whatever, opening day of baseball last week. And a lot of baseball fans out there, and I got an awful lot of baseball polkas. So I thought maybe I'd gather up a few of them and shove them into the show this week. Hopefully I'll still get in our waltz. I'll still get in our 78 of the week. We'll see how it goes. And along with some regular good old time music as well. So, baseball fans, stand by. Some of these baseball polkas are not that common. So we'll get a few of them into the show here. And it takes me a while to find this kind of stuff because, you know, I have no organizational skills. So I'll probably find more as we get into baseball season. But baseball and polka seems to go together. So stand by. That's coming up. Let's get rolling with Little Richard's Polka Band and I Never Knew.
I never knew how much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I miss you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
My darling, come back to me is what I pray, and I'll never ever stray, for we belong together, day after day, forever and ever.
How much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I missed you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
There you go, Little Richard's Polka Band there. I never knew how much I loved you. Yeah. And then I saw you play ping pong, and I knew you were the one. Anyway, there you have them here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. One of those records that is so warped, it's like that had to have sat on a radiator somewhere for, like, I don't know, a long time. It's just, it's wavy. It's a very wavy record. Anyway, I'm going to work on finding some baseball records here. Because I promised you baseball polkas. Well, I do that. Here's Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. This is the Wabash Polka. They have there, you have Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra is what you have doing the Wabash Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another show here on the radio like we do every week. We had the baseball opener last week. And, so I'm doing baseball polkas in the show this week. Just going to start throwing them in here. I think I found four that I'll sprinkle into the show this week. Anything? I know I have some others, but I couldn't find them that fast. I only had a week to look for them. But here's one. It's a nice story told by Sig Sokowitz. It's the Polish baseball power.
What a wonderful dream. What a wonderful dream.
Let me tell you about a dream I had the other night. The scene was at a baseball park. It was a wondrous sight. The time was late September. Pennant fever filled the air. And in the park, a crowd of 50,000 fans were there. The starting pitcher was Janeski. And the catcher was Tyshynski. And on second, Mazurowski. Pennant fever filled the air. And on short was Dick Trusevski. First base coach was Ted Kluszewski. And in center was Yastrzemski. All the Polish stars were there. On third base was Grabarkowicz. A brand new star was he. And then we had Ken Szatkiewicz. He fielded brilliantly. Warming up was Peranowski. By his side was Mo Drabowski. On the bench was Ron Klimkowski. And Waszlewski too. Came the ninth. There was no scoring. Until then, the game was boring. Suddenly, there came a roaring and the fans went wild. Cause Mazurowski got a single. Dick Trusevski a safe bingle. Then Yastrzemski hit the ball a mile across the right field wall. The manager was Sokowitz. A jolly guy was he. His full name was Sig Sokowitz. Sig Sokowitz. Sig Sokowitz, that's me!
What a wonderful dream. What a wonderful dream.
There you go. There was me playing baseball. It wouldn't be a dream. It would be a nightmare, man. Holy cow. Played T-ball when I was a little kid, though. Now my grandson plays T-ball, which reminds me, since we got together with the show, I've become a great grandpa. Yes, it's true. You know what that means. I have superpowers. Because you've heard about things being grandfathered in. Well, now I have the power to have things great-grandfathered in. Ah, yeah, 8 pounds, 14 ounces. That is more than a bouncing baby boy, let me tell you. So we're all pretty excited about that. Anytime you grow the tribe, it's a good thing. You know what I mean? All right, I got more polka baseball tunes coming up for you. I haven't played this one in ages. Here's the Majestic Sound and the Polish Sausage Polka.
Up to the la 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 la.
No idea what they're saying, but it's the Polish Sausage Polka, so I think we can figure it out. That is the majestic sound here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Before we go any further, let's take a moment and talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Suggest maybe you pay them a visit if you're going to find yourself in the area over the next few months as the nice weather gets here. Yeah, right, nice weather. More winter storm warnings and all that stuff coming our way around here. I don't know about you. That's pretty good this week. Supposed to be pretty good. We'll see how it goes. But it's always kind of dicey here in northern Minnesota when there's the change of seasons. They never seem to change fast enough for anybody. But anyway, the World of Accordions Museum, 1,400 accordions, give or take a few, on display, along with all sorts of related music memorabilia. Educational materials, research papers, information about different instruments, different musicians, different ways things were built back in the day, all sorts of historical stuff that came over with all these different folks that came to the good old U.S. of A. back in the day, brought their music and their instruments with them. They've got the concert hall. They have activities during the nice weather. They'll have the schedule up on their website. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, just over the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota. So it's very handy, whichever way you want to go. Head up the North Shore, take in the beautiful scenery and camping and hiking and all the good stuff up there. Whatever works for you. Check them out online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you're going to find them on the interwebs, all right? So now, sometimes I feel like I told you I was going to sneak in a bunch of baseball-themed polkas in the show this week. And sometimes I feel like, well, that song is too definitive. I shouldn't play that this early in the show. But when it comes to baseball-themed polkas, I guess they're all pretty much the definitive song, right? This is the one I always think of right away. Well, no, I think of this one second. First one I think of is the Wind Twins Polka by Marv Masterman. We're going to play that later on. The first one I think of is Dick Piller and the Orchestra and the Baseball Hot Dogs Apple Pie and Polka.
Take me out to the ball game. Polkas, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball is America's game, we all love to see. Reggie Jackson, Johnny Bench, and our hero Yastrzemski. With strikeouts, base hits, and home runs, they're all put through the test. That's why we love baseball, it's the very best. America loves hot dogs, they eat them every day. With mustard, relish, onions, we have them every way. At a cookout on the beach or any place at all. That's why we love hot dogs, the very best of all. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Apple pie and polkas, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas, all the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. America loves apple pie, it's a tasty treat. The way that mama makes it, it just can't be beat. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, day or night time too. That's why we love apple pie, it's for me and you. America loves polkas, the happiest sound in town. Dancing to our happy band or just sitting around. You can't help but love it, the sound is really grand. The polka is the happiest music in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land.
There you go, Dick Piller and the orchestra there, and the baseball, hot dogs, apple pies, and polkas. Polka, right. That's one of the ones I always think of when I think about baseball polkas. We're going to have a couple more in the show yet. So baseball fans, stick with me here. Yeah, I think I got two more to go, right? I played two. I found four. If I have my basic math skills functioning, all right? I've got the Deutschmeisters over here. Tony Wolf on the concertina, says right on the record, featured on the concertina, on Flint Records for a spark of music. Get it? A Flint? And the logo is like a Flint wheel on a lighter sparking. I love the logo on these records. I just thought I'd describe that to you because you can't see the record on the radio. You know what I mean? Here are the Deutschmeisters. It's the Granite City Polka. And just like that, yeah, the Deutschmeisters with Tony Wolf on concertina, which I throw in there because it says so right on the record, so it makes it feel extra special important, you know what I mean? Let's do Kenny Bass and his orchestra, not the Polka Poppers. Sometimes it says Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers. This one says Kenny Bass and his orchestra. It's because it's a newer record. It might even be from the 60s. Here's the one potato, two potato polka. We'll be right back. Wow, that's two records on the show now that are so warped, I can't believe they played. Man, at least that opening Little Richard record, I knew it was warped. This one, I wasn't paying attention. It almost caught me with a terrible record. But by golly, somehow that sucker tracked without putting a penny on the tone arm. That's the way I like it. We got a couple of more baseball polkas coming up in the show today, so stand by for that. Also, we still got to get in our waltz. I got one picked out over here. We'll have a waltz in the show. And hopefully we'll get in a Shellac Attack record. We'll get a 78 going in the show here this week. I hope. I got to remember to leave room for the baseball polkas. And I got a few more baseball polkas that I couldn't find in time for this week. So we'll see how that works out for you, all right? Chuck Allison and the band. There's the Don't Cry Anna Polka.
Why don't you marry me? Don't cry, Anna, don't cry, Anna. Can't you plainly see? You were meant for me. Why don't you marry me?
That's a Chuck Allison band there, the Don't Cry Anna Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show. How you doing this week, man? Spring is finally getting here, huh? Easter is sneaking up on us pretty quick. Man, how time flies once it starts getting nice, because the next thing you know, we're going to be worrying about winter getting here again, right? All right, I want to get a waltz into the show. I try to do a waltz in every show. I think I've been doing pretty good on that the last few years. So let's do it. Got one from the Gil Steel Band out of Richmond, Minnesota. Don't hear this one much. Here's the Who Pays Waltz. Thank you. There you go. Here's your waltz for the week. It's the Gil Steele Band there and the Who Pays Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show where this happens every week, same place, same time, whether you're listening to the radio or a web stream or a podcast or a webcast or a streamcast or a... I have no idea. There's a billion ways you could be hearing this now. Every week right here, same place, same time. Hear another show, but different records every week. Always records on the show, too. None of this digital computerized stuff. This is an old fart playing records right here, right now. Hey, if you have a request, comment, dedication, whatever, you can call, leave a message, or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Okay, you write that down. You put it on your speed dial. 218-259-2985. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. Again, oompahour@aol.com, or hit us up on Facebook. You can send messages there and whatever. The Facebook tends to confuse me, but hey, it's there if you want to use it. So there you go. You want to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, maybe have a request, or there's a band you're looking to find out about or something. Shoot me a message any of those ways, all right? Let's do the inside-outside polka. That's what you say to your kids in the summer. Inside or outside? Shut the door. You're letting the air conditioning out and the mosquitoes in. See, we're not that far away from that season. It may not be your kids. It could be your grandkids. Or it could be your kid who's a grown-up. That's even worse. All right, Dave Sawada and the Sheratons, the inside-outside polka. Oh, my. All right. There you go. That's Dave Sawada and the Sheratons there with the Inside Outside Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I was kind of busy there because I was figuring out getting the turntable over here going for our 78 of the week because I got to do that. And I was digging out another baseball song because I'm trying to get two more into the show here. What do you say we do with a baseball song before we do our 78 of the week? Does that sound like a good idea? How about Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra and cleverly titled the Baseball Polka?
Hey!
Here we are, up at the ballpark.
It's the first time in my life I've been watching a ball base game.
Yogi, hey, Mickey Mouse on the loose. Hey, Nelly, hey, Teddy Mouse on the loose. Hey, Campy, hey, Lippy, oh, what a race. Say, hey, hey.
of our pop.
Hey, Yogi, hey, Yogi, moose on the loose. Hey, Nelly, hey, Teddy, moose on the loose. Hey, Kathy, hey, Lippy, oh, what a race. Say, hey, hey, Kazuski, hey, Kazuski, hey, Kazuski. Say, hey, hey, Kazuski, hey, Kazuski, hey. Say, hey, hey, Kazuski, hey, Kazuski, hey, Kazuski. Say, hey, hey, Kazuski, hey, Kazuski, hey.
Hey, go, Gene Wisniewski. That's the baseball polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie shower. All this silliness happens each and every week. Glad you're along. I got one more baseball song for the show. Let's get our 78 of the week in here as we pull out the old shellac here and crank up a Whoopi John Decca 78 here. Whoopi John and his band, not Whoopi John and his orchestra. It's the Lager Polka. They have it, Whoopi John, a well-worn 78 right there. A lot of people enjoyed that record for a few decades. There's the Lager Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show where, of course, all the records are played. It's just records, no CDs or MP3s or nothing. So you get that authentic, scratchy patina when you give them a spin, you know what I mean? All right, I've got one more baseball polka I'm going to get into the show here, but before we do that one, let's do Tom Selleck and the Polecats, Who's the Only Girl?
Sets my heart awhirl, how can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name?
tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
And just like that, you've heard Tom Selleck and the Polecats sing Who's the Only Girl? Right here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show where amazing things like that happen. I mean, really, where else is that going to happen today? Who else is going to play a record of that song and you're going to hear it today? Nobody. That is the answer to that question. Are you ready for the last baseball polka of the show? Because we had baseball opening day last week, so I got to play some polkas. Some baseball-themed polkas. I told you I had four. I've played three. I got one to go. Being from Minnesota, the show is done here in northern Minnesota, of course. We all root for the Minnesota Twins, naturally. Do you know there's a Minnesota Twins polka? There is. Marv Masterman cut it back in 1964. It's called the Wind Twins Polka. Kind of utilizes, it's kind of a mashup of Take Me Out to the Ball Game and the Wind Twins song, the team theme song that they used back in the day. And Marv kind of mashed them together into this record. So you don't hear this one very often. They didn't make a lot of these. And, of course, they only really got circulated around Minnesota mostly. But here's one. It's the Wind Twins Polka. It's Marv Masterman and the orchestra.
We're gonna win, Twins. Watch that baseball soar. Crack out a home run. Shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today. And Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Oh, we'll root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Thank you.
Marv Masterman of his orchestra there, and the Wind Twins Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I'm going to see if I can't find a couple of more baseball polkas for the show next week. I've got a couple more. I just haven't been able to find them, so I'm going to keep digging around here. Got the Maddie's Brothers coming up here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Stick around.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, well, I promise you the Maddie's Brothers up next. I got a couple of copies of this same 45, but one of them's real nice and clean, and one of them's real scratchy. Looks like it's been through heck and back, and I just happen to have the really scratchy one, so enjoy the patina. I think we played Yankovic doing this one here about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But here's the Maddie's Brothers doing it. It's Polish style as opposed to Slovenian style. Who stole the Kiska?
Someone stole the Kiska, someone stole the Kiska, someone stole the Kiska from the butcher shop.
Who stole the Kiska? Who stole the Kiska? Who stole the Kiska? Someone called the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the Kiska when I turned my back.
Who stole the Kiska? Who stole the Kiska? Who stole the Kiska? Won't you bring it back?
Take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pirohe, but give me back the kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, Yasha brought it back.
There you have it, Maddie's Brothers. Who stole a Kiska? He brought it back, I guess, at the end of the record there. So I think the situation is well in hand, don't you think? I think so. All right, I think we got time to get a couple more records in on the show this week. What do you think? Let's try it. How about the Starlights? This is the Iron Foundry Polka.
Thank you. kafka ju, a ja w Ameryce. Moja zonka w kraju, a ja w Ameryce. Ja ciężko pracuję w żelaznej fabryce. Ja ciężko pracuję Ukraina w fabryce. Kochaj, że innego ja ci nie zabraniam. Kochaj, że innego ja ci nie zabraniam. A ja z Ameryki do ciebie nie wracam. A ja z Ameryki do ciebie nie wracam. Do tańca, hej!
And there you go, the Iron Foundry Polka. Those are the Starlights here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Wow, just about ready to wrap up another show. Have no fear, there'll be another one next week, so remain calm. I think we can squeak in one more. What do you say? Gardy K and the Kafis Band. So what it says, this is the Red Check Polka. There you go, the Red Check Polka. Not a lot of polka bands have a timpani on stage with them. That's a lot of heavy moving there. But anyway, the Red Check Polka, Gardy K, and the Kafis Band. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. The old clock on a wall says there is not enough time to play another record. So as sad as it may be, the time has come to wrap up this special baseball edition of the Oompa Hour. Hopefully I can find those other baseball polkas by next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ.
requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bellevue, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.